Climate negotiators agreed a pact today that would, for the first time, force all the biggest polluters to take action on greenhouse gas emissions. But critics said the action plan was not aggressive enough to slow the pace of global warming. The package of accords extended the Kyoto Protocol, the only global pact that enforces carbon cuts. It also agreed the format of a fund to help poor countries tackle climate change and mapped out a path to a legally binding agreement on emissions reductions. Speaking at the end of the conference, South Africa's foreign minister who chaired the talk said, "We have made history," adding that there was the will to bring about an agreement.
Many developing countries were saying, "We want to commit in the future. We are unable to take those commitments immediately." And the European Union and other developed countries saying, "We understand that. But how do we make sure that we don't wait for that future to come before we start discussing how we get there?" So it was about how to use language that does not undermine the common good that will take us to the future of the climate change regime. That was, I had to trust them. And even before they could ask me for an adjournment to engage, because I was seeing that the House was now getting almost divided with those who are saying one thing against the others, but actually meaning that the discussions that we have had in the Indabas meant there's no way we can walk out of this room and say we don't care about the future. So I appealed to the delegations to do the huddle. But what you saw, which humbled me, was that it wasn't just India and the European Union alone, or the leaders of the delegations. All countries, big and small, volunteered to go and support these delegations so that we remove this out of just like it's a concern of the two delegations. And that's how that huddle helped.